brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting, exciting installment of the VAR
show.
With your host that does the most.
Yeah.
Even when he's making toast.
Even when he's making toast.
Yeah. Okay. Did you not do the most?
No.
Okay, I guess you know now. The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here is
the host.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a gift
that
you wrap with a bow? The host
who
is excited for the transfer window
and is about to do the
most. Also,
yeah,
you know, DJ Sticks. And I'm excited.
And boy, do we have an exciting, exciting show for you today.
Crazy show, but lots of news. Because what time are we in right now?
Transfer.
We're in the transfer window. In June. I know. It's insane.
Yeah. So normally the transfer window is later, right?
It is.
Yeah. So basically, I heard about this. So what they're doing is that they have a special window now.
For the FIFA Club
World Cup. You know, it does help that the tournament organizers also set the rules, you know? So
they're like,
they're having a window.
Let's bend
now.
The rules.
Yeah. And if you look, the people who are most active, some of them are it's Al-Ahly, Real Madrid,
yeah.
They're getting the. I know even Madrid paid, I think they were willing to pay extra or pay the remaining 2 months of.
I want to see something.
Or what's his name? Trent's salary so that he could come now and not after the World Cup.
Oh, they want him now.
They want him now for the World Cup.
Wait, I want to see something because I personally don't. I understand for the Saudi teams why they would want. You know, to get players. So obviously they don't get demolished.
Yeah.
And the Saudi league doesn't look bad. But I want to actually check how much a team will get if they win the FIFA Club World Cup.
I know the ultimate prize pool was what it was. It was not a billion, which gets splitted among.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It says here, the club that emerges as champions could take home up to 125 mil.
Yeah.
125 mil.
So yeah, so the total price pool is 1 billion.
Damn. Which is obviously gonna be shared
amongst everyone top to bottom, with the winner taking about 125 million. And
interesting.
And 525 million given to participating teams.
All right. Oh, yes. So this is obviously the teams that have made it to the Club World Cup.
Yes.
That's
so therefore the winner. Oh, and there's also 475 million that's going to be distributed based off of performances.
I think that Mamelodi Sundowns should aim to take this one.
Sundowns just being there is going to already break African football, you know?
Because if they can come back with that 100 and something million dollars or euros or whatever it's going to be, they are taking the league for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Apparently, also, there's supposed to be some form of subsidy or something like that the other players from the countries that these people are playing in are going to get, just to make sure that there's no, that gap isn't widened.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. And
We will see.
If it does happen, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but we have a lot of transfers that are coming as a result of the FIFA Club World Cup. There is a lot.
There's a whole lot.
There's a lot that I'm seeing. I mean, I just saw one of Luka Modric going to AC Milan. I don't know if AC Milan is in this thing. No.
They're not.
They're not in. in the competition. But that's just one of like the weird transfers that we are seeing today. Al Hilal is going on a mean streak.
They're wanting to get players and a coach and
So out of nowhere, they started off with the coach who took Inter Milan to the Champions League final. Yep. Felipe Inzaghi has left Inter and has now joined Al Hilal. He's their new head coach.
I feel like we should leave all the name calling to you. Hey, you say that name so well.
Oh no, I was very doubtful.
I think the surname was fun. The ins. Yeah, I should give it to you.
Insane.
No, but it is insane.
So they have bagged him as a coach and have also gone for my co-host here, his captain.
Bruno Fernandes.
Mm-hmm.
But on that, it's a good thing. So Bruno came out and he's now not going. So he said, he's publicly stated that he's not going to go to Al Ahly because, you know, he wants to stay in Europe. He wants to fight for trophies.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in that, I listen to that and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good. But I feel like there's, you know, double meaning to that. So number one.
What do you mean?
In that statement, he's not saying that. It doesn't sound like he's saying, I want to be at Man United. He's saying, I want to stay in Europe. Meaning if Barcelona, who are fighting for trophies and are in Europe.
Oh, my gosh.
If they come knocking,
if they can
stay.
You know what I think? I think he's leaving it to the club.
Yes, and obviously, now that's the second thing. Now you're also kind of, you know, shooting at the club. You're saying, if you want me to stay, these are what you need to do. You need to become more competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, because also what he said was that obviously the Al Hilal move was a very profitable move. He called it ambitious. It was a very ambitious move, not just for him, but for his family as well. Because, you know, wives don't mind going to Saudi.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, but he said that the club doesn't want to sell him.
Yeah.
The club doesn't want to sell
him. And they left it out to him.
Yeah. So, I think that if an offer that is sufficient comes from a club like Barcelona, even a club like maybe, I don't know, Napoli or something, if they come with like a 90-100 mil and Man United says, okay, bro, we have to go, it's going to be like, okay.
I'm all good with that.
Fans, you see, they are selling me. I'm not leaving. They're selling me. That's what I think he would do.
Look, I think no fan would blame him if he wanted to leave, hey?
He's fought.
He's fought. I've criticized him. You know, I've had to apologize for criticizing him. And then I criticized him again, you know. So he has fought.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing here.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, also, speaking about United, they have now also signed Cunha from Wolves.
Yes, Matthias Cunha confirmed.
Here
confirmed. For how much though? How much? 62 point something million.
Yeah, it is release close.
Yeah, but what I said on last week's show with Glory was Wolves played that very well.
Yes.
Remember his contract was coming to an end towards Jan.
Yeah.
And we were sort of seeing, we predicted that they were gonna sell him, but they did something clutch and they renewed his contract for the next 3 years.
And then put a release clause.
So that's actually where that's coming from. They probably knew that end of the season, Man United would come.
And talking about Man United,
yes,
Chelsea has decided to not sign Jadon Sancho. And his contract will end with them at the 30th of June. Meaning they're going to have to pay $5 million to Manchester United.
Just for not buying him, bro. Like, bro, take him back, bro. We are good. We are actually fine. $5 million. It's just five million.
Some reports speak about the fact that it came down to a disagreement in wages.
So basically Sancho wanted more money.
Yes.
I do not understand.
And according to Ben Jacobs, right?
Yes.
There is interest from Galatasaray for Jadon Sancho. But the wages might be a problem.
I think Sancho needs to go to Saudi at this point.
Yeah, you know, if you want high wages, Chief, you know where to go.
Just if you're going to play for money like this, then there's only one way. There's only one place for you to go. Hold on a second.
Al-Ahly might buy you.
They might. Al-Ahly, Al-Hilal, you know, one of them.
Al-Nasir.
One of them will get you. One thing, I have a question.
Yeah.
this Club World Cup, I didn't see Liverpool. Is it people who...
Yeah, it's a weird one, you know. It's a very weird one.
Please explain to me. Are these... I don't know.
So it has to do with coefficiency points, right?
What are they talking about?
And how well you've done in Europe over a set period of time. Which is very weird because I think Chelsea is in there for winning the UEFA Champions League, but Liverpool is not. And I just need to remember who won the Champions League first. Was it Liverpool then Chelsea, or was it Chelsea then Liverpool?
Liverpool then Chelsea.
So I think the cutoff year was
2020 or somewhere.
Yeah, so I think it was there forward. So I don't think. Wow. So I think had Liverpool won this Champions League, they probably would have been in.
So now why?
Wait, no, I don't think they would have been in for this Champions League. I think
why is Atletico Madrid in?
You know, I'd be lying to you. I would honestly lie to you if I told you I fully understand. I heard the guy speak about it. I was like,
maybe this is based off of 2022. You know,
no, so it's supposed to be the past 4 years.
What the heck? Because I don't see. Okay, Barca was going through a very tough time. We're just checking.
I wonder if I can get it and try and explain this to you. Okay. So the FIFA, so it says here, right? I'm obviously reading this off of Wikipedia, and hopefully it can explain this to us, right? On the 14th of February 2023, the FIFA Council approved the slot allocation for the 2025 tournament based on a set objectives, matrix, and criteria. UEFA was awarded the most slots, with given 12.
Yeah.
Con, what is that? Where is this from? What region is this? I'm not gonna.
CONCACAF or something.
No, CONCACAF, I can say. That's easy to say. This is.
Is that?
The South American one.
Oh,
CON
yes.
CONMEBOL.
Oh, that one. Yes.
I hope I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
So the South American Confederation were given the second with 6. Then the AFC, CAF, and CONCACAF were given 4 slots, while Oceania and the host were given 1. Then on the 14th of March, FIFA Council approved the key principles across the list for the tournament. The principles are as followed, right? So I guess this is how you can qualify, right? So for South America and Europe, it's access for the winners of the Confederation's top club competition between 2021 and 2024.
Okay.
With addition, teams determined by a club ranking in a 4-year period.
Yeah.
So I guess they take, I'm guessing, guys, you know, I guess that they take the past 4 years and then the average where your team was.
Oh, yes.
In terms of club ranking.
Yeah, because I'm seeing here that UEFA was given 12 slots.
Yes.
The first 4 went to basically the teams that won the Champions League from 2021, 22, 23, 24. Yes. That's how we ended up with Chelsea, Man City, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich.
Oh, yeah, Bayern Munich.
Damn. No.
Who won last season?
Madrid.
Who won the season before that?
Man City.
And the season before that?
2022. Bayern Munich, they beat PSG. Yes. And then Chelsea. And then the remaining 8 spots were teams that have performed consistently through the years. So that's your Atleticos and yeah.
So I don't know why Man United is not there. You said they performed consistently. We performed bad. We are consistent enough for this.
Okay, so Man United should have been in.
You know, hashtag free United.
Sorry, guys.
So the teams that have qualified, so from AFC, right?
Yes.
So from AFC, we have Al-Hilal, right?
Yes.
And they're from, obviously, Saudi. And they were the winners of the AFC Champions League of 2021.
Let's go.
Then we have Urawa Red Diamonds from Japan. They won the AFC Champions League in 2022. Okay. Then we have Al Alin, right, from somewhere in the Middle East.
Okay, cool. That explains it.
From the United Emirates, right? And they won the 2023-2024 AFC Champions League.
Yes.
And then Ulsan HD from North Korea, South Korea, was ranked. They made it, and it was because they were ranked best ranked eligible team in the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then from CAF,
let's go.
Right, we have Al Ahly.
Yeah, the goats.
Why dad?
Yes, Casablanca.
I'll give you that one. The one that starts with an E.
This is Tunisia is French, right? So you can say this.
Ah, my word.
Let's go.
In fact, I'm gonna just quickly scooch over to my producer, who's more French than me.
Producer will help us with that
and
one.
Our producer is going to help us with that one.
Yes, yes.
The
yes,
one
yes,
under
yes.
Tunisia there. Esperanze. Ah, I see. I knew it. I just wanted to confirm.
Yes.
Esperanze de Tunisia. He's now chirping us because he says that's not French. We apologize.
It is.
We apologize.
Tunisia is French.
And I don't think they're French, actually. This is not a geography show. Yes, this is a football show. Yes. And so they are the best ranked team in CAF in the past 4 years. And then we have Mamelodi Sundowns, which is the second best ranked team in CAF in the past 4 years.
All right.
Then from CONCACAF, we have Monterrey that won the CONCACAF Champions League of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Sounders.
Let's go.
Who won the CONCACAF in 2022. Then we have Pachuca.
Something like that.
You know, some of these teams, I won't lie to you, I'm hearing for the first time.
Okay.
Pachuca won the 2024 CONCACAF Champions League. And then Los Angeles FC won the play-in match.
All right. A special one. Can I do this one?
Which one? Okay.
So obviously this FIFA Club World Cup will happen in the US. So one team has been selected as the host nation's representative. Do you want to guess what team this is?
I know. You know, one of the teams that have been, you know, working really hard in America right now. You know, and it has to be Atalanta.
No. No. Unfortunately, Atlanta? No. Close, but...
You know, maybe they wanted to do this because they wanted, you know, a lot of promotion.
Yes.
Red Bull.
No.
Ah, damn it.
They didn't go with Red Bull.
No. Definitely the reason that this team was in there because they earned it.
Yes, they definitely
Philadelphia.
Earned it. No. So apparently Philadelphia didn't earn it enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. It has to be their last winners.
Their last winners. Makes sense.
Makes sense,
it
right?
Makes sense.
So I'm just quickly checking who won.
Yes. You know, because we are certain that this team deserved to be here and wasn't just put in there because of some,
you know,
player.
I guess LA Galaxy?
Ah, it wasn't them.
Ah,
who was it, Tony? It wasn't them. So, the team that has earned it, the team that has been put there for an actual valid reason, Inter Miami.
Oh!
Inter Miami.
Hell yeah. I've always thought that they're the best team in
Yes.
In
CONCACAF.
In CONCACAF?
Yes. And so those are the CONCACAF teams.
And obviously they got in because America had an extra slot because they're the host nation.
Yes.
So they're the host pick.
So they chose
them. And the reason why they were able to get in is because they were the winner of the 2024 MLS Supporter Shield.
Supporter Shield?
Yes. Now you're wondering, oh my word, they did earn it, you know?
Yes.
They won.
Yes, they won something.
They won this award.
Yes.
And this is an annual award given to an MLS team with the best regular season record.
Yes.
And as determined by MLS point system, the Supporter Shield has been annually awarded at the MLS Supporter Summit.
Mm.
So it's not a league. It's just that you perform the best. You might have not won that league, you know?
How do you perform best if you haven't won?
So like last season, so if I go to MLS's table last season,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. I don't think they won their conference, but boy, did they perform well.
Okay.
So I'm going to the 2024 season.
As in most improved?
I think it's like a most improved.
Oh my gosh.
When did Messi come in? Last season, right?
I think 2 seasons ago.
Okay, so they did win their conference. I apologize.
They did?
I apologize.
Let's go, Messi!
So they won the Eastern Conference.
Yes.
And they were the highest point. They had the highest point scored.
Wow. Wow, wow,
with 47
wow.
points.
That is cool. So they were the best performing.
Yes, they were the best performing team. So they won that.
Out of both the conferences.
But I kind of have a problem with that. Because now, why didn't the winners of the MLS get awarded this?
No, because, you know. You have to give the best.
Okay, cool. I accept that. Okay, moving right along to the rest of the rest.
Yes.
So in South America, mm-hmm. it's Palmeiras who won the Copa Libertadores.
Let's go.
Sounds like a nice name, you know, Copa Libertadores.
Copa Libertadores, yes.
Right? Flamengo, who won it in 2022. Mm-hmm. Flamengo, who won it in 2023. Mm-hmm. And Botafogo, who won in 2024.
Botafogo.
Then River Plate being the best
Let's go.
Best ranked eligible team in that region.
Let's go.
And Boca Junior. You know, even with this bottom, you know, with this best eligible team, I think they just needed to make a way of getting certain teams into the what you call it.
Yeah. It's shady. I am surprised that Al Nassr is not in.
Yeah, very shocked that they went number two.
Because you know, yeah, friends with the host nation or something like that.
Yeah. So OFC, so the Oceanic one has only won. So they have won, and it's Auckland City who are the best OFC Champions League winners in the past 4 years.
Yes, they are from New Zealand.
They're from New Zealand.
So we will see how New Zealand teams will do.
Then in Europe we have Chelsea.
Let's go.
Who won the UEFA Champions League in the 2021 season.
Yes.
Real Madrid, who won the season after, and mm-hmm. Man City, who won the season after that.
Yes.
Then we have Bayern Munich, which was the best ranked eligible team in UEFA in the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say best ranked eligible team, it also, so it's not including Man City, Real Madrid, because you might look and say, wait, wasn't Man City like
the highest ranked? So they weren't better than those three teams. No, than those two teams. I mean,
Yes. So Bayern Munich was the best ranked. Mm-hmm. Second was PSG. Third mm-hmm. was Inter.
Let's
fourth
go.
Was Porto. Fifth was Benfica.
Let's
sixth
go.
Was Borussia Dortmund. Oh, wait, I'm not saying it in the right order. I just realized. So then we had Borussia Dortmund, who was also eligible.
Yes.
Juventus.
Yes.
Atletico Madrid.
Yes.
Are you ready for this one?
No, I'm not ready for this one.
Red Bull Salzburg.
What? How?
In the past 4 years.
Wow.
And wow. I think obviously it's because they've made it to UEFA Champions League in the past 4 years and they've won their league as well.
That is good.
Give them more.
Let's
but go. I wonder if they could have been another team, you know?
Like what?
Like I just wonder.
No, there's no other team.
Like I'm going to check something right now. I'm going to check UEFA Champions League rankings.
Oh no. Do you think you can break the system?
Like I'd believe. Like
you believe there's a gap.
I smell a Red Bull sized rat.
A Red Bull sized rat.
Yeah. Just something about it, you know?
Yeah. Cool.
So just going to the men's club. So this is the current, obviously this is a bit would be a bit. Oh, I can go back a season. Oh,
go back.
Never mind.
Go back a season.
Take that back.
Go back a season.
And
let us see.
So looking at the season so far, right?
Yes.
At the top 10,
mm-hmm.
it's Real Madrid who's mm-hmm. made it, Man City who's made it, Bayern Munich who's made it, Liverpool who hasn't made it, PSG, Inter who've both made it, Chelsea
yes.
who's made it, Dortmund who's made it. Then Roma and Barca who haven't made it. So it looks pretty
solid.
Solid so okay. far, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like majority of the teams that are there are there. So that's good, you know?
I have a question though, but it's fine.
Then when we go to 2023, 2024, it's Bayern, Real, PSG. So it's City, Bayern, Real, PSG, Liverpool.
Okay, Liverpool.
Right?
Again.
Roma, Inter, again. Dortmund, Leipzig, Chelsea.
Liverpool again.
This is top 10.
That's interesting.
Unless there's something I'm missing, obviously, in how they got the best eligible team.
Maybe it's winning the league, like you said.
But this is coefficient points. This is UEFA's coefficient points.
I don't understand,
you know?
Then. Because I haven't heard their name.
2022-2023, we have Man City, Bayern, Chelsea, Real Madrid, PSG, Man United,
Man United, Juventus,
Barcelona.
Okay.
And then Roma.
Okay.
So, three. So, this is now the third year going backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say here.
I see you.
I don't understand what do they mean. How do they get that ranking system going?
Yes, yes.
Because now I'll stop at 2021, 2022. You have Bayern Munich, Liverpool, Man City, Real Madrid, Chelsea, Barcelona, PSG, Juventus, Atleti, and Man United. So I don't really understand. And like even going onto their website, I'm still maybe looking, I guess. Because even going into their website, there's nothing clearly indicating for me to say this is how our... It just says based off of performance and whatnot. But I'm like, okay, but that's what coefficient is. How well you've been doing in Europe.
Yes, yes, yes.
And should take things like league and UEFA position into mind.
Into consideration, yes. I'm actually also asking our AI friend here what they think about why RB Salzburg is in this whole thing. And AI says, right, Red Bull Salzburg qualified for the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup based on the UEFA Club coefficient ranking. Despite not winning the Champions League between 2021 to 2024, they secured one of UEFA's allocated slots due to their consistent performances in European competitions during that period. Specifically, Salzburg was ranked as the 9th best eligible team in UEFA's 4-year coefficient ranking, which considers results from the Champions League, Europa League, Conference League. UEFA, okay, Okay, Salzburg's consistent qualifications for the Champions League group stage and their performances therein contributed to their high rank.
I still smell something off.
Okay, it's also noteworthy that UEFA imposed a cap of 2 clubs per country unless more than 2 clubs from that country won the Champions League during the qualification period. This rule meant that some higher ranked clubs from countries like England and Spain were excluded, allowing teams like Salzburg to qualify.
And that removes
Liverpool, Barca.
Yes, okay. So now I can accept. Now I can accept. That's a bit better.
Makes sense. FIFA, we are watching you. FIFA and UEFA.
This is why we need AI. But you can also go check, if you want to go check out the coefficient ranking, you can go check it out inside the FIFA
website. Everything you need to know is there
currently. So currently, if it stands the way it stands, Al Nassr will qualify for the next World Cup,
for the next one.
Yes,
isn't the one in 2020, whenever they're doing it again?
Yes, because as it stands right now, unless I'm reading this thing wrong,
yes,
right, they are currently the
highest ranked.
They're currently the 5th highest ranked
Asian team.
Yeah. Oh wait, how many comes in from them? Let me actually see that.
I think it's only two, eh?
So it's the 2 champions and then the best. So actually they wouldn't qualify.
Damn.
They need to pick up. Maybe that's why Ronaldo left.
Damn. Yeah. I thought we would definitely see a last dance for Ronaldo and Messi, but you know.
How in the world? Nah, I don't accept this.
What?
I'll tell you why.
What?
I'm looking at the CAF one now, right?
Yes.
And freaking Chiefs is 12.
Of course.
I don't even see Pirates.
Of course.
No ways. Oh, hell no. Hell
no. We will look into that and come back.
I refuse.
I'm going to come back with the proper answer.
AmaZulu is 23.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I think we should just leave this one. And
I need to do more research on this. Maybe there's something.
Based on his. Okay, so just to sum it up, you know, who do you think is taking this thing?
Probably the PSG or like Real Madrid.
Yeah, I give it to PSG as well.
Yeah,
it depends how much they want it.
Yeah, that's also true.
Depends how much they want it.
And how serious they take it.
Yeah, a team like Bayern can come out of nowhere and, you know, take it.
That's also true.
So we will see, and we'll come back next week.
And but that is it for this show.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have to love
and leave.
Signing
Active
out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.